Hare Krishna. I beg all Vaishnavas assembled here to bless me so that I will be able to explain this Prabhupada purport. As we are hearing the fourth canto, the talks between Vidura and Maitreya, now here we can see that at the end of the day, at last, Prachin Barihishit, he is understanding the instructions of his spiritual master Narad Muni. And in purport also Prabhupada mentioning the Bhagavad Gita verse, which is famous, 18.66, Sarva Dharman Paritejya. This verse is very famous, and it's the Krishna's desire. Krishna expects that Arjuna, he should surrender. But he says, Yatha Ichyasi Tatha Karu. But there is expectation. We can read. Reading between the lines, we can understand Krishna desires that all the forgotten souls should take his shelter. That is the purpose, Krishna coming again and again in this material world. So here in this verse, the king, Prachin Barihishit, he is saying that there are contradictions between the instructions of Narad Muni and those of his spiritual teachers who engaged him in fruitive activities. Advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of practitioner. See, man needs woman, woman needs man, but the devotee of the Lord needs a devotee. So, he also said that there is no question of sense gratification. The fruitive teachers taught him how to conduct fruitive activities very expertly. Here, the heart of the devotee is mentioned that he don't want anything other than devotional service. As Krishna confirms, he gives up everything, all so-called religions, Sarva Dharman, so-called. Which I would like to explain very nice pastime of Srila Prabhupada connected with Rasa Bihari temple. He is only Samal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. He was giving Prabhupada memory and he told how Srila Prabhupada was attached to Sisi Radha Rasa Bihari ji. He said that Prabhupada told Rasa Bihari ji, please sit here, take care of the land, and I promise that I will build very nice temple for you. Then he continued that Prabhupada kept 8-inch by 10-inch photograph of Radha Rasa Bihari, and he traveled with that photo throughout the world until he gives the body. And Maharaj continued and he said, in the last days, when Prabhupada was not able to walk and move, he was lying on the bed, he requested Tamal Krishna Maharaj to put the photo of Radha Rasa Bihari near the bed so that he can see it. So Maharaj continued and said he was attached to Radha Rasa Bihari and he remembered the promise he made to Rasa Bihari of building a very nice temple here. So this is the heart of the devotee. Devotee needs Lord and Lord needs devotee. This is the reciprocation. There is no question of sense gratification, fruitive activities, whenever devotional service is concerned. But to understand this, one has to take shelter of bona fide spiritual master. See, in Hari Bhakti Vilas, they say that Ato Gurum Pranam Yaivam Sarvasvam Vinivedyacha Griniyad Vaishnavam Mantram Diksha Purvam Vidhanata. It is the duty of every human being to take shelter of bona fide spiritual master, you see. Prabhupada said many times, bona fide. Why? He is stressing bona fide, putting emphasis on bona fide spiritual master, because there are so many bogus spiritual masters, so many bogus gurus. That's why, this world is full of duality. So many cheaters are there to cheat, especially in Kali Yuga. It's the age of hypocrisy and cheaters. In this age of hypocrisy and cheaters, To find a bona fide spiritual master, it's very rare. Only due to the blessing of Krishna, it is possible to reach the lotus feet of bona fide spiritual master. And only bona fide spiritual master can transform the heart of disciple in devotional service. He only has the potential to convince the disciple that fruitive activities are useless. Here, Prabhupada mentioning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival on the planet, and there were so many fruitive teachers, bogus gurus. In the name of spirituality, they were teaching how to do sense gratification, being very expert. You see, the Yayati giving that in a story to Devayani, you know, and he's talking about goat story. He's saying that goat was very expert in sexual, you know, these things. He wants to tell himself about that. So, sense gratification and this fruitive section of Vedas, you know, the previous verse, you know, Srila Prabhupada quoted Narottam Das Thakur, Karma Kand Jnana Kand Kevala Vishayar Bhand Amruta Baliya Eva Khay Nana Yoni Sadafire Kadarya Bhakshana Kare Tara Janma Adhapateyaya. Fruitive activities and mental speculation are simply cups of poison. Whoever drinks of them, thinking them to be nectar, must struggle very hard, life after life, in different types of bodies. Such a person eats all kinds of nonsense and becomes condemned by his activities of so-called sense enjoyment. So these fruitive activities were taught to Prachin Bharishad by his fruitive teachers, you know, spiritual teachers, those, you know, he taught him the fruitive activities, and that's why he was engrossed in the fruitive activity chain, you know. And Narad Muni has to take so much efforts to tell him. He put the Alagariya Puranjana, and finally he directly blasted him, you know, the previous verses we have seen. And at last, Prabhupada says that king came to his senses. But when we compare a bona fide spiritual master with the bogus gurus, so-called, you know, passing on as spiritual masters in Kali Yuga, we are witnessing so many gurus are there. What is the main difference? The so-called spiritual masters, they have not came to their senses. They don't know the sense control. They don't know the real purpose of life is to surrender Krishna, giving up everything and surrendering to the Krishna, as Krishna confirms in Sarva Dharman Paridhija verse. So they cannot, you know, teach a disciple how to give up the fruitive activities because they don't have given up themselves. This is the main difference. Acharya means he's teaching through his example. He's very exemplary, Acharya. Apani Acharya Prabhu Jivere Sikhai, Acharya Na Kele Dharma Sikhano Na Jaya. That is Acharya. He is bringing Siddhanta with his experience in practical. You know, if you go near the real bona fide guru, you know, then all the sinful reactions are vanished. Tumara nikate jaye, you see that verse, you know, it says, Papa dure jaye. You know, darshane pavitra kari ehi tumara gun. This is the symptom of bona fide spiritual master. If you have the darshan of a bona fide spiritual master, you see, your desire for fruitive activity is decreased or it's vanished. You know, Srimad Bhagavatam 7th canto, 10th chapter, verse 7, Prahlad Maharaj is praying, Yadi dasyase me kaman varamstum varadarshava kamanam rudi asambroham bhavatastu vrane varam. Oh my dear Lord, if at all you want to bestow mercy upon me, benediction upon me, if you want to give me a boon, please bless me so that there will be no material desire in my heart. This is pure devotee. He don't want to keep material desires. Desires for getting uplifted to these heavenly planets, the fruitive desires, he don't keep. So, that is the need You know, in Hari Bhakti Vilas they say, it is the duty of every living being. It's the duty of every living being to take shelter of bona fide spiritual master. You know, King Bharishman was engaged in different types of sacrifice for elevation to the heavenly planets. People generally are attracted by these activities, and very rarely is a person attracted to devotional service. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms, unless one is very, very fortunate, he does not take to the devotional service. Even the so-called learned Vedic scholars are bewildered by devotional service. You see, Durvasa Muni, Sisi Radharas Vihari Ji ki, Sisi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Sisi Gauranitai ki. When Durvasa Muni was so powerful, he could enter the spiritual planets. He can travel throughout the universe, but he couldn't stay there. Why he couldn't stay in Vaikuntha? Because he did not have the desire to stay there and serve the Supreme Lord. So we need devotional service, you know, to get transformed to the spiritual world with the desire to be the servant of the Lord. Where from that desire comes to be the servant? The desire to serve the Lord comes from the pure devotee of the Lord. And how you get connected with the pure devotee of the Lord? Taking shelter of bona fide spiritual master, you get connected with the pure devotee of the Lord. And only he can transform the desire to achieve the lotus feet of the Lord in your heart. We cannot directly serve Krishna. Only through spiritual master it is possible. In 7th canto, 9th chapter, 28th verse, it is clearly mentioned there that Krishna cannot be directly served. Only through the spiritual master, a bona fide spiritual master, there is a possibility to serve Krishna. And without serving Krishna, we cannot cleanse our heart. There is no purification possible. So when we want to purify our existence, we have to take shelter of bona fide spiritual guru. And when we take bona fide spiritual guru, he will cleanse our heart from fruitive desires. Having fruitive desires in the heart and same time trying to serve the bona fide spiritual master don't go together. You have to give up the fruitive desire. And you know, in one of the purports of Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada very nicely explained, when a devotee comes in the process of Krishna consciousness, he is being dragged. He is being dragged towards perfection. Why this happens? Why the devotee is being dragged towards perfection? Just because he has got connection with a bona fide spiritual master. If one is under impression, he, you know, by mistake or by his misfortune, he is following some bogus guru or so-called guru who is not in a disciplic succession, whatever he may do, he will not be dragged towards perfection because the connection is missing. You put the charger in the plug, day night there is no charging because there is no electricity there. It's like that. But they feel that they're, you know, they're getting liberation. They feel like that. Their realization is not based on Shastra. Realizations must be based on Shastra. Through real sadhus we get guru, bona fide guru, and from bona fide guru only we can understand Shastra. And through Shastra we can understand bona fide guru. And through bona fide guru we can inquire about the sadhus, the past acharyas. It's connected with each other. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, Prabhupada mentioned in the purport about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said that the karma jada smartas in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's period, they were not very enthusiastic to welcome Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was preaching Hare Krishna and he was distributing Hare Krishna mantra to everybody without any discrimination. So these people are described as karma jada smartas, which indicates that they are priests engaged in ritualistic ceremonies. It is here stated that such people become bewildered. You know, to save oneself from the hands of these karma jada smartas, one should strictly follow the instruction of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada is saying that one must follow Krishna's instruction. And what Krishna says there, he says, Sarvadharman Paridhyaja, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions, do not fear. So now up to this point, we understand that Krishna says, if one at all wants to get from the clutches of karma jada smarta, from fruitive teachers, bogus gurus, he wants to save himself, he has to follow the Krishna's instruction. And which is that instruction? Take shelter of Krishna, giving up all varieties of religions. But how to surrender Krishna? You know, we are all trying to surrender Krishna. How to surrender? So, easily Tamal Krishna Goswami was explaining that due to the enviousness, the living entity is not able to take shelter. Which is that enviousness? I am the enjoyer. I can enjoy independent of the Lord. Independent of Krishna, I can enjoy. That mentality, that thought, you know, that platform we are on, not we, most of the contingents, individually myself on that platform, so many exalted Vaishnavas are here present. So the living entity, being envious of Krishna's position, he is not ready to understand his own position. The identity crisis, you see. What we think of ourselves individually, what is our own perspective to see the things around us? You know, if we think I am very advanced, then we see things that I can guide him, you know, he is doing this mistake, finding faults and judging others. But if we think that I am student, I am learner, I am learning, then we welcome the advice and we can grow very fast. So this identity crisis is there. Jivas, the living entity, the conditioned stage, they are not able to perceive their own situation, where they stand, their marginal status. And due to that, without understanding their own standing position, they cannot understand Krishna's position, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhoktaram yagya tapsam sarva loka maheshwaram. I am only enjoyer, Krishna says. Krishna is the only enjoyer. This is not being understood by the living entity. That's why he is trying to enjoy independent of Krishna again and again, life after life. And he's failed miserably in that endeavor. So, this enviousness, how we can get out of this enviousness? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the process. Trinadupi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahare. Through this process, being more humble than the blade of the grass, more tolerant than the tree, not expecting respect from others, and giving respect to others all the time, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Through this formula, through this process, the living entity can understand that he is not the enjoyer, all he survey, but he is the constitutionally situated in the position of servitude. He is a servant. Jivere Swarupa Nitya Krishna Das. If this understanding is coming and he is in the process, by accepting the lotus feet of bona fide spiritual guru, then he will be dragged towards perfection. If without deviation, if he don't give up the service to the spiritual master, he's always following the instructions of the spiritual master, then he will be dragged. Then there is no need of special invention to go out of this material world. That is the process. That envy of Krishna is the binding force of a living entity in this material world. And Srila Prabhupada said, the last snare of Maya is I am Lord. I can become equal with the Lord. That is the last snare of Maya. And, you know, those who are having this mentality, they are spreading this virus in people in general, you know. Those who are following these bogus gurus, they are getting virus, you know. So unless you put Prabhupada protector, Prabhupada philosophy, first you have to, you know, scan it. Scan, living entities should scan themselves, you know. Then they can take shelter of bona fide spiritual master. You know, nowadays, you know, there is a big, you know, talk going on the spiritual, so many spiritual organizations, and they're talking about art of life. If we analyze Vedas, Srimad Bhagavatam, science of life is given there. Without understanding the science of life, we cannot become expert in the art of life. We don't know even what is the art of life. You see, somebody wants to become a driver, he wants to learn a motor vehicle. He don't have the proper knowledge of the automobile, how it functions. And he is saying that, I have got the art of driving. Before the art, we have to get the science. What is the real science of life? What are the parts of life? You know, Dehi Nityam Audhoyam Kaumaram Yavanam Jara. These are three parts of life. Kaumaram Yavanam Jara. They will not talk about this part of life. They will say, you become expert in art of life, and they are giving, you know, they are filling the gap. Nowadays, you know, the Karma Jada Smartas are not active. In Kali Yuga, you will very rarely find a Karma Jada Smartha, perfect Smartha Brahmin. See, now this job is being done by these so-called bogus gurus. They are talking the art of life. They are giving the people the art of fruitive activity. How to do sense gratification. This art they are giving, and they are telling this is the real art of life. But it's not the real art of life. The real art of life is Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Why I have got entangled in this material world of miseries. To understand this, this is the purpose of life. You know, the previous purpose, you know, Prabhupada explained the ultimate aim of life, and here he is talking about the purpose of life in this verse. The purpose of life can be fulfilled by taking shelter of bona fide spiritual guru, not becoming expert in the art of sense gratification and calling it art of life, and becoming very satisfied. Self-complacent, oh, we are going, it's very nice. We have got very nice art of life. So, you know, they are playing so many music. You know, Prabhupada said, they give devotional music. So many DVDs, CDs they are producing. Prabhupada said, you know, it's touched by snake. Even it looks a spiritual bhajan, but it's not sung by a bona fide spiritual master, a bona fide devotee of the Lord, a pure devotee of the Lord. It will work as poison. Externally it is looking a very spiritual music, very nice bhajan, but it will work as a poison because it's not being sung by a pure devotee of the Lord, the real devotee of the Lord. And who is a pure devotee? He is not self-manifested without any parampara, without any disciplic succession. The pure devotee is always coming in the disciplic succession. And he is bona fide. And whatever he speaks based on Shastra. He repeats Krishna. Prabhupada said, whatever we say, that is pure. Because we are not doing any adulteration in Krishna. You know, whatever Krishna says, we are repeating. So, this is the main problem. We are having all these, you know, the real guru versus bogus guru. These bogus gurus, they are putting so many obstacles in the true preaching. In the Kali Yuga, to preach means first we have to smash these people, these elements. The first job of the preacher is to tell the person that this is the real Bhagavad Gita. This is Bhagavad Gita as it is. Because he has seen so many Bhagavad Gita. So first job is to tell him, this book is coming from the parampara, disciplic succession. This is real Bhagavad Gita as it is. You please read it. Then he will read. So, taking shelter of bona fide spiritual guru is the sum and substance of this verse. And Prachin Bharihi admitted that I was befooled by these so-called spiritual masters who were experts to teach me the fruitive activity. And you see the effect, phalena parichit. You know, the bona fide spiritual master, if he tells something, it has the potency, his instructions has the potential to transform the heart. We can say practically here, Prachin Bharhi, he got transformed. He got converted from fruitive activities to the devotional service. This is the real symptom, the real identity that, you know, that we can understand the bona fide spiritual guru. When we come in his contact, everybody in ISKCON especially, we experience what we were and what we are now. And when we came in the contact with the bona fide spiritual master in ISKCON, we have transformed our lives. As Prahlad Maharaj said, Yadi dasasame kaman, you know, if you want to fulfill my kamana is that there should be no kamana, there should be no desire in my heart other than your lotus feet, other than to engage in your devotional service. So this is the heart of a devotee. And bona fide spiritual master, he is also having this heart and he is transforming his heart. You see, so this envy is there in the living entities, and to get out of this envy, there is only way to take shelter of bona fide spiritual master, and then only one can take shelter of Krishna. And here he is talking about the bewilderment of people. Now people are bewildered because they are not having the direct access to a bona fide spiritual master. This is the biggest problem of Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, it's a big super bazaar, so many stalls named a spiritual organization. Everybody says we are great, we have the truth. Come here, we will give you the peace of mind. Come here, we will give you the fulfillment of all of your desires. Come here, we will solve your all of problems. Come here, you will have a happy married life. Come here, we will solve your divorce problems. So many things they are giving. They are giving so many promises, but nothing happens. And at the end of the day, the so-called follower ends to be atheist. This is the situation. The big spiritual market in Kali Yuga, people are bereft of, you know, they don't have real easy access. So this is the responsibility of Hare Krishna movement, that we are preaching boldly. We are preaching throughout the world, each and every corner of the world. Prithviti Achet is the Nagradi Gram Sarvatra Prachara Hoibe Moro Naam. The Hare Krishna movement is being instrumental to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that on this planet everywhere his names will be chanted. So only Hare Krishna movement nowadays, you see, mainly, exclusively have taken this job of making people available, you know, giving them availability of bona fide guru. This is the important job ISKCON is doing. And on the other side, the bogus gurus, they are trying their level hard. They are engaging people. They are giving them yoga. The so-called yoga teaching. The spiritual master, he is not only limited how to keep our body stout and strong, to have so much sex, so much fruitive desires fulfilled. This is not the job of spiritual master. And they are getting the titles of Jagat Guru. They are passing on. Nowadays we can see, they are teaching some yogasanas, and they are becoming big gurus. They are having their hoardings throughout the world, India, and everybody is following them. Spiritual master, he is not only yoga teacher. He is not teaching the asana. He is not, you know, preaching this body consciousness. These people, these bogus gurus, they are spreading so much body consciousness. And they are making the job of the real guru very hard. You know, and this is the way of the material world, especially in the Kali Yuga. So they are spreading the body consciousness And Hare Krishna movement is spreading the Krishna consciousness. You see. You know, the Prabhupada was requested, you know, we make it a Deva consciousness or demigod. And Prabhupada said, no, Krishna consciousness. Because Prabhupada knew. You know, people say, these Hare Krishna people, you know, even they say, they want to talk about Hare Krishnas, they are chanting the name of Hare Krishna. And they are getting purified. So these bogus people, they are spreading so much body consciousness and getting the title of Jagad Guru. Big Guru. This is the bewilderment. And for that, we need the Narad Muni preaching. You know, Prabhupada said in this fourth canto, also Prabhupada said in the purport, and sixth canto, Hansaguhya prayer, he is talking about Prajapati Daksha. There also, in the one of the purport there, Prabhupada says, we are followers of Narad Muni. We are teaching what Narad Muni taught. So Narad Muni wants to clean the heart of the Prachinbarhi from the fruitive desires. Body consciousness, which fruitive desires coming from body consciousness. I am this body. This is coming from body consciousness. So Narad Muni wants to cleanse the heart of the Prachinbarhi from the body consciousness and fruitive desires and making him Krishna conscious. And you see, at the end he accepted that. Prabhupada said, by hearing the instructions of Narad Muni, Prachinbarhi came to his senses. And immediately, in the next verse we are going to hear, immediately, he gives up his royal order. He gives up the palace. He even don't wait for his sons. See, Prabhupada, you know, in ongoing purport you will hear it. Prabhupada, you know, putting one line there, this is Vedic civilization. When Prachinbarhi heard the divine instructions of Narada, he immediately, quickly gives up the house. Royal order, everything. He even don't wait for his sons. This much, you know, he was purified by hearing the instructions from a bona fide spiritual master. This is the effect. Now, this is the effect. But these bogus gurus, the so-called spiritual leaders, getting the titles, they are spreading body consciousness. So there is a great need in present scenario, present circumstances to give people the real knowledge. Give the people the real access to the real guru. It's a great need. And today is the Shyamanand Prabhu, we are remembering Shyamanand Prabhu. He also preached in the province of Orissa later on, you know. Like Narottam Das Thakur did. So we can take the spirit from him to preach Krishna consciousness. So preaching of Krishna consciousness is very essential. It's a great need. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told to Srila Prabhupada, we want independence, all right, okay, but we want Krishna consciousness more than that. And the same situation is now also there. They are spreading art of life, that is the sense enjoyment, and we are giving the science of life. That we are not this body, we are soul. The life is meant for self-realization, not for sense gratification. This is science, and this science is given very elaborately in the Bhagavad Gita. The second chapter is especially talking about the soul and body relationship. And Srimad Bhagavatam, very detailed, it's, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada said, it's kind of, you know, postgraduate study, in this very high level, we can hear these instructions. And these previous chapters, Prabhupada also gave this very wonderful verse from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Anasaktasya vishayan yatarham upayunjata nirbhanda krishna sambandhe yuktam vairagyam uchate. When one is not attached to anything, but at the same time accepts everything in relation to Krishna, one is rightly situated above possessiveness. This is very much important, this yukta vairagya principle. To execute Krishna consciousness in the Kali Yuga, the present, you know, when we are preaching, you see, last time we had this concert here, and Hare Krishna, this concert we are having here, this Prabhu did, it's kind of Western music, but, you know, this is the way we can give these conditioned souls. ఇట్ మే లుక్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్లీ లిటిల్ బిట్ ఇన్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఎంటర్టైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్, బట్ దేర్ ఈజ్ కృష్ణ, దేర్ ఈజ్ హరే కృష్ణ ప్రెజెంట్. కృష్ణ ఇస్ ప్రెజెంట్ దేర్, సో హీ కెన్ ప్యూరిఫై. కృష్ణస్ నేమ్, హోలీ నేమ్, హీ కెన్ ప్యూరిఫై అవర్ హార్ట్స్. సో ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఇట్ మే లుక్ లైక్ ఎంటర్టైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్, బట్ ఇట్ విల్ లెటర్ ఆన్ గివ్ యూ ద ఆర్ట్ ఆఫ్ కంట్రోలింగ్ ద మైండ్. హరే కృష్ణ, హియరింగ్ సో మచ్ హరే కృష్ణస్, దిస్ ఇస్ ద బ్రిడ్జ్, దిస్ ఇస్ ద బిగినింగ్, ఇట్స్ నాట్ ద ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ కోర్స్. సో దెర్ ఇస్ అ గ్రేట్ నీడ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రీచింగ్ అబౌట్ బోనాఫైడ్ స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్, రియల్ గురుతత్వ, సో దాట్ ఆల్ ద పీపుల్ కెన్ గెట్ బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ టేకింగ్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ బోనాఫైడ్ స్పిరిచువల్ గురు, అండ్ దే కెన్ కమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద క్లచెస్ ఆఫ్ you know, of having no spiritual master, of being, you know, entangled in the clutches of bona fide, these bogus gurus. So this is the sum and substance of this verse, how Prachin Barhi got elevated by nectarian instructions of Narada Muni. He got the shelter of real bona fide spiritual master, and immediately he left his house and he perfected his life. Like that, we have, all of us are having the great opportunity to perfect our lives by continuously staying unto the lotus feet of bona fide spiritual masters and serving him by bringing so many conditioned souls unto his lotus feet. This is qualifying a disciple to receive the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. What qualifies a disciple to get mercy? Preaching. Preaching especially is qualifying a disciple to get mercy of a guru. So if you want to get the mercy, then we have to preach. We have to preach the message of Krishna to all these living entities conditioned so that we can get the mercy of spiritual master. And preaching means not only giving seminars and classes. Preaching means everything. Each and every activity performed in the Hare Krishna temple inside and for the Hare Krishna temple outside. Everything is preaching, and preaching only qualifying a devotee to get mercy. So we want mercy of a bona fide spiritual master. Without his mercy, we cannot get to the lotus feet of Krishna. As they say, you know, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's clearly mentioned, 7th canto, chapter 9, verse 28. Serving Krishna through Guru is there. Directly serving Krishna without the spiritual master, it's never possible. It's never there. So, see, Guru is via media. We are giving respects to the Guru, paying obeisances to Guru, spiritual master, and he is taking everything 100% to Krishna, and thus we get purified by serving Guru. Serving a bona fide spiritual master means serving Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no difference. Hearing from a bona fide spiritual master means hearing directly from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no difference. So these verses, you know, these last verses, you know, they're explaining very nicely Guru Tattva and how the fruitive activities are stumbling block, you know, of biggest obstacle. The desire for fruitive happiness, it's the biggest obstacle. It looks Vedic, it looks religious, you know, but it's the biggest obstacle to those who knows about Vedas, and what to speak about those who don't know anything about Vedas. What is the situation of those who don't know anything, no Shastra? They are so back. But those who know the Shastra, they get entangled in these clutches of fruitive desires. And they make it authorized. They say, it's in Veda. I accept. That's why we have Srimad Bhagavatam Amal Purana, commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Srimad Bhagavatam is our measurement of Vedic philosophy. We accept Srimad Bhagavatam Amal Purana. తీవ్రేణ భక్తి యోగేన యజేత పురుషం పరం. For Tivra Yoga, there is no question of sense gratification. You know, the Prachin Bhari telling in this verse, that there is no question of sense gratification. Yatra Nendriya Vrittaya. In the execution of pure devotional service, Anukullesa Krishnena, Pratikullesa Varjanam. You know, this Anukulya Krishna, Pratikulya Varjanam, you know, Anyabhilashita Shunyam, Jnana Karma Dhyanavratam. This no abhilasha, no fruitive desire, it's a fundamental characteristic of a Uttama Bhakti. It's a definitive, you know, it's in the definition of the Uttam Bhakti. Anyabhilashita Shunya, no fruitive desire. So from the Prachin Bharhi, we can understand that hearing the nectar instructions from bona fide spiritual master, that is Narada Muni, we can cleanse our heart continuously hearing these instructions. And at the end of this chapter, Maitreya Muni is saying, you know, that the Sukadeva Goswami also explains that hearing this Alagariya Puranjana, the stories of Prachin Bhari, one can understand the purpose of life. One can understand the self-realization is the aim of life. So this is the fruit of this hearing this Prachin Bharhi. And in the present scenario, we have to accept the truth that there is a great need of preaching, bringing so many conditioned souls to the lotus feet of bona fide spiritual master, and qualifying the self to get so much mercy of the spiritual master. Hare Krishna. So we stop here. Any question, comment, please.
It was said that 97% of Veda describes Karma Kand and Jnana Kand. So when we use the word Vedic wisdom or Vedic philosophy or what, are we not contradicting what is, I mean, anti-bhakti?
What's your question? What is the main question?
Veda describes Karma Kand and Jnana Kand, and it occupies 97% of Veda. Only 3% is like Upasana Kand and Bhagavatam. So when we refer like Vedic wisdom or Vedic philosophy, is it the right word? Because 97% is opposite to bhakti.
You see, Prabhupada explained it, this in the terminology, you know, as you said, Bhagavatam, it comes in, you know, it's a portion is less, but still it comes in Veda. That's why it's used, Vedic, you know, Prabhupada used this terminology. The essence, the Vedanta Sutra, you know, the commentary on Vedanta Sutra, Srimad Bhagavatam, that is the essence, Amal Puran, we accept that. So we are using this term, Prabhupada also used.
It's be rather Bhagavad Dharma or Bhagavad philosophy or what, I mean, Bhagavad word should be there. Veda is our anti-to Bhakti Yoga.
No, you see,
Major part of Veda has no connection with Bhakti Yoga. It is rather opposite of it.
You know, you cannot say this, it is anti, you know, these things. You know, Prabhupada also, of, you know, sometimes he used Bhagavad Dharma, you know, Bhagavad philosophy. But in terminology, they are using this Vedic philosophy, you know, like that is the Vedic cosmos. You know, they are using this terminology, which like that. It's not that it's anti. Vedas are not anti. You know, in Mahabharata, Hari Sarvatra Gita, at the end he will tell you, Vyasa. He will tell so many stories and he will say at one verse, Hari Sarvatra Giyate in Mahabharata. You see, the Vedas, Vedescha Sarver, Ahameva Veda, Vedanta Krita Veda Videyo Chaham. You know, Vedescha Sarver, Ahameva Veda. Krishna directly says, Vedescha Sarver, Ahameva Vedanta Krita. Krishna is the, and it's a doer, he is only doing Vedanta Krita. That verse answers, I think. Bhagavad Gita, this verse, 15th chapter verse, Vedescha Sarver, Ahameva Veda. So Krishna is saying, through Vedas only I am to be known. So how the Veda can be anti?
And then Jnana Kand are like cup of poison. That means...
Yeah, when you use it for the sense gratification, when the Karma Kanda, when one is following the Karma Kanda, then it becomes a cup of poison for him. You know, but when he once sees, oh, this is karmakanda, so horrible, it becomes a step for him to step over it and go for the Vedanta Sutra. Then he comes Bhagavatam. It's step by step. Anybody else? Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.